Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started. Amphibian Capital is a crypto quant fund of funds investing in the world's leading crypto hedge funds. They have researched and vetted over 150 funds and selected the best based on their proprietary scoring system, providing accredited investors with the ability to gain crypto fund exposure with just one investment. Learn more at www.amphibiancapital.com. Here is an augmented reality and Web3 technology company developing a gamified digital layer on top of the world, a metaverse for the real world. Here is headquartered in Seattle, Washington. To learn more, visit www.peer.inc and follow them on Twitter at peerpmc.
CoinStack is sponsored by FTX. FTX is the safe, regulated way to buy and sell Bitcoin and other digital assets. Trade crypto with up to 85% lower fees than top competitors. FTX US is also the only leading exchange that supports both Ethereum and Solana NFTs. You can trade NFTs with no gas on FTX US, and gas subsidized when you withdraw off the platform. Check out FTX US today or download the FTX app for Android and iOS.
What's going on, everyone? This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen. It's time for another episode of This Week in Crypto by the good old CoinStack. First one up in the top news, we have Uniswap Labs eyes over $100 million in new funding. Uniswap Labs is in early stages of putting together a new round, according to four sources familiar with the matter. As a parent firm of the world's largest decentralized exchange gears up to broaden its offerings, Uniswap already has A16Z and Paradigm as big backers. Uniswap exchange currently generates over $1 million in daily revenues. Number two, if you guys did not see it, it happened. Solana suffers another major outage. The Solana outage appeared to be caused by a misconfigured node. This is the 13th outage for Solana mainnet so far in 2022, according to their uptime tracker. On at Solana status, they wrote, the Solana network is experiencing an outage and not processing transactions. Developers across the ecosystem are working on diagnosing the issue to restart the network. More information will be provided as it becomes available. Top story number three, Celsius founder took out $10 million before pausing withdrawals and filing for bankruptcy. Celsius founder Alex Mashinsky withdrew $10 million from his crypto lending company just weeks before it froze withdrawals for its customers and filed for bankruptcy. Celsius co-founder and chief strategy officer S. Daniel Leon resigned this week as well, following Mashinsky's resignation as CEO last week. Then we have the SEC settled with Kim Kardashian for $1.26 million for touting crypto project Ethereum Max. SEC Chair Gensler published a video warning investors not to make investment decisions based solely on recommendations of a celebrity. SEC charges Hydrogen for profiting over $2 million from market manipulation. Securities and Exchange Commission has pressed charges against market-making firm Hydrogen for manipulating trading volume of its Hydro token. And so we quote, as we allege, the defendants profited from their manipulation by creating a misleading picture of Hydro's market activity. The SEC is committed to ensuring fair markets for all types of securities and will continue to expose and hold market manipulators accountable, says SEC official Joseph Sansone. Number six, crypto loans boom in Latin America amid runaway inflation. The traditional banking system and economic instability are making it difficult for Latin Americans to get credit, but crypto lending is thriving across the region, with Lend and Bunabit offering credit. U.S. Facebook and Instagram users can now share NFTs across platforms. Meta announced today that all Facebook and Instagram users in the U.S. can connect their wallets and share their NFTs. Number eight, Europe finalizes crypto rules after 2 years of debate. Europe finalizes landmark crypto rules, requires white paper for all projects, and requires capital reserves for stablecoin issuers equal to the amount issued. You can read the full proposal by going on to coinstack.substack.com. Number nine, Coinbase supportive of giving CFTC exclusive jurisdiction over Bitcoin and Ethereum. Coinbase head of U.S. policy, Kara Culver, says the exchange is supportive of two bills in the U.S. Congress that would allow the CFTC to take the reins on crypto regulation. And number 10, Jack Dorsey teams up with Circle to bring USD stablecoin savings and remittances global. TBD, the Bitcoin-focused subsidiary of Jack Dorsey's Block SQ, is teaming up with Circle, the issuer of the USDC stablecoin, to make cross-border dollar-linked stablecoin transfers more easily accessible. Tweet of the week by @BrianArmstrong. Big announcement, we've been working with director Greg Coase on a documentary about cryptocurrency and Coinbase over the last 3 years, and it will be coming out this Friday on Amazon. Weekly crypto fundraises and deals. Strike, a Bitcoin payments company, raised $80 million in a Series B funding round led by 1031. Space and Time, a Web3 native data platform that leverages business logic through a cryptographic protocol called Proof of SQL, has raised $20 million in a strategic funding round led by Microsoft's M12 fund. OneKey, a crypto hardware wallet maker, has raised around $20 million in a Series A funding round led by Dragonfly and Ribbit Capital. Number four, Coral, known for creating Solana developer framework Anchor, has raised a $20 million strategic round co-led by FTX Ventures and Jump Crypto. Juno, a crypto firm that provides checking accounts in the U.S., has raised $18 million in a Series A funding led by Parify Capital. Key stats of the week, we have September was a record-breaking month for ENS with most registrations and renewals. Number two, Q3 venture funding in dollar terms down 35% from Q2 in 2022, up 8x from 2 years ago. The Solana NFT ecosystem has grown rapidly, peaking at 43.5% of trading volume. Ethereum, Polkadot, and Cosmos have the most active devs based on average weekly development activity. Web3 infrastructure sector revenue down 67% quarter over quarter. Number of ETH addresses sending to exchanges to sell hits 1 month low, indicating a bullish trend. Ethereum and its L2 ecosystem have a combined share of 62% of total crypto smart contract TVL. Top 10 launchpads ranked by current ROI in Q3, with Seedify leading at 2,300% in ROI returned. GBTC discount reaches highest mark ever as Grayscale continues campaign to be allowed to convert to ETF. And OpenSea launched Optimism support this week, with roughly 400 wallets have now traded on new marketplace. Vector of the week this week by at Route2FI, where he breaks down Cosmos's latest white paper. And we're also breaking down Mazari's latest report on Mazari overlaying exchange for unexplored markets. You can head on over to coinstack.substack.com to read that report. And until next week, guys, peace.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening to the CoinStack podcast, where we are tracking the most important blockchain stories of the 2020s, including a decentralized internet and the creation of a new open global monetary system that works for everyone. We're so happy to have you as a listener. Please share it with your friends. Please join our free newsletter at coinstack.substack.com. And also check out our Telegram group, where you can chat with others and learn even more about crypto. You can go to t.me/thecoinstack or just type in CoinStack into Telegram to find us. Thanks so much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.